This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What does that mean?
It means they say if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have a quarterback, right?
Yeah, what if you have five?
If you have five, what does that mean?
Right? I am enthralled, if you want to know the truth, about the idea of this huge quarterback competition. I'd be more enthralled if they had, you know, Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson at quarterback. They don't. So this will be fun. We'll find out if they have a quarterback or not. But they do keep mentioning Deshaun Watson. And Andy, I think they have to, don't you?
I don't know. I did... At one point, and then I'm like, forget about it. This isn't even worth it. I know there's 230 million reasons why they need to bring his name up, but everybody else has me convinced it's going to be one of these four and that he's not even going to, you know, if we're lucky, you're talking about him after Thanksgiving, right? Maybe if you're lucky, because they said he was little bit of ahead of schedule. Most people think that, you know, the current injury is a year-long deal, so why even sniff this thing? Why even talk about it? But yet, when you bring it up, like I did yesterday when we were talking to Kevin Stefanski, and I said, you know, hey, just take a look at your four quarterbacks, and do they all bring something different to the table? And then he answered this.
I like all four of our guys in the room that are competing, and you know, obviously having Deshaun in there is awesome because he's been a great help to the young guys, help to the veterans as we sit in there. I've said this, it's been really, really fun sitting in there with, you got really three vets all at different parts of their career. We got two young guys in there that are just sponges and listening.
I just, when he walked me down Watson Way, I was like, what? Are we really going down this path?
Well, he caught himself and he said, we have four guys in there who are competing.
Yeah.
Kevin, that was good. That was good. Here's the thing. Let me just throw this thought at you.
Okay.
At whatever point Deshaun is cleared, if doctors determine that he's healthy this year.
And the pay starts coming from the Browns payroll again, yeah, rather than insurance.
Could you imagine him being active on the sidelines and not playing, like being the backup or being the emergency?
No.
I can't either.
No.
So what does that mean?
It means he'll be back out on the field, and if they're hoping that he could have some sort of success so they could trade him. Because that kind of... Talking to Mary Kay, that made me feel that way about it.
Let me throw another hypothetical at you.
Okay.
Fill in the blank is the starting quarterback. And whenever they deem Deshaun healthy and ready to go, the Browns are 500 with fill in the blank as the starting quarterback. You going to bench fill in the blank and put Deshaun Watson out there? I don't think you are.
I don't think you are either, but would you put it past the Browns if they're over 500? Deshaun somehow, some way finds himself still on the IR.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think he doesn't come off the IR. If there's any kind of battle that needs to be settled, then he probably doesn't come off.
Okay.
And they, you know, is that weird? What is it? A 30-day window once you take somebody off the IR to put them back
Back out on the field or on the IR for the year?
Yeah, something. Or they go back to the IR. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what it is? Yeah. What were you gonna say?
I was just gonna chime in. There's no way. There's no way. You could be one for, and I'm not putting him out there. The only way
Do you think they would? They're paying him.
Because I think they have a direction that they want to go.
If you're
they
one
have
for,
a plan and they're following the plan, at least so far.
If you're one for, you want him back out on the field.
No.
Yes.
No. Because I want to see what the two kids at the tail end are doing. Now, if all four quarterbacks mystically get hurt in four completely different horrific things that take place, now we're holding a different conversation. But if I still have a Shedeur Sanders, or if I still have a Dillon Gabriel, or heck, I'll even throw Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco in there. If any of those four other guys are standing, no, I'm not putting him out there. I'm good because I have hope that I've got two other guys on here who are completely blank slates that I want to see what they look like before I go back to the known quantity.
I still think they're in a position for the Drew Aller sweepstakes, too. I do.
So you're saying you'd put him in to
why is it Drew?
Be an anchor.
Or Manning.
There are several.
If he comes out.
Cade Klubnick, Nussberger.
There are several.
Doug's kid,
Would you use Watson as the anchor? Is that what you're saying?
Come on to down. We'd like to lose some more games.
Make sure that you can get there? Well, it's either that or...
keep in mind.
Or you hope that your extra pick is in the same position.
After this year.
Jacksonville.
After this coming season, he's only under contract for one more year. I mean, the end is getting more near.
Is he more tradable? Is that what you're saying?
There's no trade.
He's
more expendable.
He's a June 1 designation for next year. That's what he is.
They can figure it out. They're going to have to eat money. Somehow, some way. I don't think any team's going to trade for him. If he got cut... Some team might give him a look.
But they continue to talk about him.
Well, he's on the team.
But that question yesterday
he is had on the
nothing
team.
To do with him, right? And yet they had to circle back to bring him back in to remind you that he is on the team, that there is an opportunity for him. I'm telling you that I would have stood on this table prior to the second injury and said, they are going to do whatever they can to get him back out on the field. There's too much money invested in him. They want some return on investment. And then the owner comes back and says, swing and a miss. No, nowhere near, but even if you got a little. But then the owner comes out and says, swing and a miss. Now all of a sudden, then I was in. I was like, okay, he's done. We're not going to see him again. Swing and a miss. See you later. Only way he's coming back is if all four guys get hurt and maybe even another free agent they've got to bring in along the way. Maybe five guys get hurt before he gets out on the field. But you ask a simple question like, what do these four quarterbacks bring to the table? And he reminds you that they have five.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It won't go away. And it,
oh, it'll go away in about 2 years.
They won't. And the more you bring it up, the more you muddy up the water about who the quarterback's going to be for this year too. The more his name gets, it gets churned back up off the bottom of the river. It's coming back up. Okay, well, now what are we talking about?
I partially wonder if it's just schematics. You know, I partially wonder if it's just like, okay, well, he's not technically on the IR this season, so we have to treat it like it's is there, and he is in the room, and maybe he is giving really good advice. I have no idea. I'm not in that room. I'm not talking to anybody in that room. But, like, maybe he's – all those things could check out, and it still could also end with them going, yeah, we really enjoyed having him in there to help teach our guys, and we really enjoy not having him step onto the field in a Browns uniform.
I would be stunned if he plays quarterback again for the Browns. But stranger things have happened, Andy. I would be stunned.
And if they're in for the sweepstakes for next year, that's the question.
I can't.
I don't see that.
I can't see them thinking that way and using it that way. Yeah. And I don't think
let's
it would
put
work
them out there
way.
So we can lose games.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm not saying to lose games. I'm just saying that if you look at next year, are you already looking ahead to next year because you have the pick? You know what I'm saying? Is there anywhere in the back of their mind they're like, all right, if this all fails, we know what we have for next year? And I didn't feel that way until they took Sanders as a second quarterback. Like, I didn't feel – I felt like, okay, they've got Gabriel now. They've got Pickett. I think they're probably good for a quarterback for the next 2-3 years here. And then they brought Sanders in, and then I was like, I'm confused. I don't get this.
Nobody on this roster gives me the idea that we're good at quarterback for 2 or 3 years.
One of these guys could be on the roster, when you're the number.
One of them could.
When you're a third-round pick on this team, you're good for 2-3 years.
Yeah, well, one of them could, Andy. That's the thing. But we haven't seen it. You know, we haven't seen it. One of them could. But right now, you can't feel. I don't think you can feel that.
Jim's in Concord. Hi, Jim.
Jim?
Hey, how's it going today?
Good. What's up with you?
All right. How many more years do we have to pay him? One or two?
Two.
All
right. The only way he gets on the field for me and a chance to start is he signs a contract that says if he makes the team and he's the starter, 2 years after this contract ends, he plays for every game for $50 a game. Because he laid on the beach for so many years collecting all that money.
Yeah, you realize
that's the only way I take him.
He's not going to be playing. He's not. No one. That's the NFLPA is in the way. You can't. I mean, I know what you're saying. I get what you're saying, but that's the reality of it's not real. Lewis is in Shaker. Hey, Lewis.
Asking, I was just talking to a couple guys at Sheets. We just listened to the show.
Yeah.
And we both said, he's going to play. They're not going to pay him all that money for him to do nothing. I'm telling you. He's going to get on the field. People might not like what I'm saying. I'm sorry. I mean, if he's the old Houston, yeah, I'll take him. But he's going to play at some point in time.
Even if he's not old Houston, he's going to get another shot on the field here in Cleveland, you think?
I think so. They're not paying him all that money to do nothing. He's going to play. I hate to tell y'all.
All right, I'll see you guys. I'll hang out at the gas station with you guys later if you want. A lot of people hang out there, man.
What talk did I got?
Gas stations have become community gathering spots now while you wait for your food.
It's like the old drive-ins, right? You're reliving that. It's a place
why
to hang
not?
Out. I'm just saying.
So can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why does a fifth-round quarterback cloud this? Is it just because
he's
of the
name? Can we just stop with the? I mean, I know he got drafted in the fifth round, but he's not a fifth round quarterback.
But in this, so hang with me on this
why do you say that?
Because he's every like he to me, everything that we've heard along the way is that he probably ruffled some feathers during the recruiting process and maybe said things that teams didn't want to hear, or maybe some teams didn't want to get involved, or they just don't want to. I'm not buying that he is your atypical fifth round draft pick. I'm not buying it.
But in this regard and how that draft went, he is a fifth round quarterback.
Yeah, I understand and I that.
Hang with me 1 sec on this, okay? Because trust me, it's all going to make sense.
All right.
So if you're sitting there and you're looking at your draft board and you're looking down and this guy is sitting there at the top and you're at the fifth round and the best player on your draft board as your fan base, as your ownership, as your scouts, as everybody around you has said, stick to your draft board. And that name is still sitting there. Why wouldn't you then take him in the fifth round if he is still sitting at the top of that draft board?
Totally
because
agree
you are
with you.
Merely doing what you should be doing.
Yeah.
Which is why it makes sense that they would take him in the fifth round if he was the highest rated player on their draft board when the pick came up in the fifth round.
And usually
and they did trade up all of what, three spots in the fifth round, but alas, it's three spots.
Usually teams follow that, which means most teams then didn't have him ranked higher than that. Correct? If that's the case, I don't know.
Or it might be teams that were looking for a quarterback and that they had already passed on him because they went in a different direction. Again, this also comes back to need, too. You gonna tell me that the Browns couldn't have taken a wide receiver in the fifth round?
Teams need quarterbacks, Andy. They always draft them.
You're doing dice rolls.
You're really drafting two. I don't think you need to. I don't. I just
RG3, Kirk Cousins, baby.
Again, I say to you, you don't need to in every draft, and they did it.
Not in every draft.
I'm just saying you don't. Even if you need a quarterback, I'm still not drafting two.
When you have none, get me one.
It's brutal, absolutely brutal. All right, let's talk a little bit more about this too. Plus, I got a really good golf quandary for you that even if you don't like golf, you're going to like the story. So we'll get back to that in a second. 216-474-0092. Plus, Sam Amico at noon talking hoops.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store shares. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.